Feeling pretty good, feeling pretty good. I just got over a big pregnancy scare. Turns out I'm just fat. I thought I could either lose weight or I could write jokes about being fat. So here we go. Belly fat, they say, is caused by stress or Cinnabons. Maybe stress about Cinnabons. I used to be ashamed of being fat until fat shaming became a thing. And now I, too, can enjoy the righteous indignation of being offended. For the longest time, people blamed me for all the problems. Complete strangers blaming me for their problems, right? Because I'm a straight white male. Women, black guys, homosexuals. Blaming me for their problems. But now I can be offended too because I'm a fatty. You're going, oh, you're not that fat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Listen to you. Calling me some light-skinned lipstick wannabe. Check your skinny privilege at the door, motherfucker. Because I'm a fatty. I'm not a Mall of America motorized chair, fatty. I'm a functioning fatty. But I hear your little comments. You're like, excuse me, he's at Starbucks. And it cuts me to the bone. And when you're a fatty, that's pretty deep. Complete strangers ask me directions to the nearest McDonald's. What am I, Google Fats? The other day, the bus driver lowered the bus for me. There was nobody else at the stop. And it was more convenient, but I did not ask for the bus to be lowered. The big public humiliation was on WestJet. Flying a WestJet, sitting in my seat, minding my own business. I've not reclined the extra 2 millimeters of comfort. Sitting there waiting for my feet to stop tingling. And I see the stewardess, sorry, that's sexist, the flight attendant, who is female, as they all were. Anyway, this bitch spots me. She comes floating down the aisle, talks to the little guy beside me, takes him up, gives him a seat up in business class. Up with Jenny Craig and the vegans and the personal fucking trainers. Up in business. Well, fatty sits back in economy. You're going, oh, you're being too sensitive. Well, listen to this. She did give me 2 packages of cookies. And to be fair, I did leave my hand out there an extra second. And I could practically hear her saying, fatty, fatty, 2x4. Couldn't get through the bathroom door. And it was a WestJet flight. So the bathroom door was fairly narrow.